Good morning. Well, as you announced in the promos, it is award season. It's the special
season. 'Tis the
season.
Has nothing to do with holidays. That's exactly right.
And IndieWire, who's it's the probably the most read online news source for independent film, mm-hmm. has put out its 2015 Oscar prediction. So what they think will win the Oscars from the 2014 season. And they've identified five films that they feel are a complete lock.
For a nomination.
Almost absolutely get nominated. And that's Boyhood, which was 12 years in the making. Richard Linklater followed this. It was a scripted movie. It wasn't a documentary. But they
let this kid age in real time.
In real time.
Very well received around here.
And the parents and the sister and anyway.
And everywhere.
Birdman, which stars Michael Keaton and directed by Alejandro González Iñárritu. Selma, which is directed by Ava DuVernay and stars Daniel Oyelowo. And it opens on January 9th around here, so we won't see that. But that's a civil rights movement, mm-hmm. Martin Luther King. The Imitation Game, which stars Benedict Cumberbatch, which opens on Christmas Day here. And The Theory of Everything, which is currently playing at the Michigan
Theater. Those are the ones they feel have a definite lock on a nomination.
Yep. And then there are eight more that they think have a really good shot. Unbroken, which is directed by Angelina Jolie. Whiplash, which is currently playing at the State Theater. Foxcatcher, which is coming up and playing pretty soon, which is Steve Carell, plays a non-Steve Carell type character. He's a very kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know some folks that have seen previews and said, didn't even know it was him, yeah. Faith, until halfway through the movie.
It's true. The Grand Budapest Hotel, which was the big hit film from the summer in the specialty film market. Mr. Turner, which is about the English painter, that's directed by Mike Lee. Gone Girl, the David Fincher film. American Sniper, which hasn't been released here, but it's directed by Clint Eastwood, and it's gotten excellent reviews. Into the Woods, directed by Rob Marshall, based on the Stephen Sondheim musical, and A Most Violent Year, directed by J.C. Shandor. So look for those. If you haven't seen the Grand Budapest Hotel, you better watch it on online or whatever. And
it'll be interesting to see how correct they are.
Absolutely. But the five locks, I pretty much agree with. The Screen Actors Guild put out their nominations for Best Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor, Actress, Supporting
this
actor,
really is an industry that loves
ensemble.
To pat itself on the back.
It sure is. And Birdman, Boyhood, and The Imitation Game got great. Were nominated for ensemble cast.
Right.
Now, missing from that are Selma and Unbroken, which maybe just because the Screen Actors Guild voters didn't get to see the
yet.
Films,
yeah.
But that was kind of a surprise that they were left off because the reviews, especially for Selma, and the acting in that is very highly rated. There was also a concern because those are two female directors, and in the case of Selma, a minority director with Ava DuVernay, who is a lovely, lovely lady. She spoke at the Art House Convergence, this conference we run. The other surprise was that Jennifer Aniston got nominated, and it wasn't really a big surprise, but the fifth slot in terms of who's going to get nominated. And you know, I don't know. Reese Witherspoon.
I assume it's not Horrible Bosses.
Julianne Moore. No. Rosamund Pike and Felicity Jones were the other folks that were nominated. Naomi Watts got nominated for St. Vincent, which was a little bit of a surprise. But again, Naomi Watts is a very compelling mm-hmm. actress. And so we'll see what happens. The award season reports will keep falling out here in the weeks to come. And in the meantime, we have movies that we can actually go to.
Well, What is opening up? What's the buzz at the multiplex?
Well, at the multiplex, there's a film that I wish I was playing called The Top Five, which is directed and written and starring Chris Rock, a former Saturday Night Live cast member, who is a really compelling character person and a very good filmmaker. And it's a film about a show business guy who's trying to, you know, keep his career vital. He's a stand-up comedian that's trying to do a serious role in a movie. There's all kinds of family and neighborhood kind of issues.
They want to bleed him dry.
and then, you know, he's trying to figure out, you know, what is authenticity to him and what it's like to be an African-American performer in a world that isn't always sympathetic to African-Americans.
He said this is the closest to his stand-up character of any movie he's ever done.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to it.
And the reviews have been very good. I love Chris Rock. Now, the other film, Exodus, Gods and Kings, Kings has not gotten such good reviews. Although it's a Ridley Scott film, he
so
directed
it usually
it.
Does pretty well, but he hasn't gotten a good review since Blade Runner.
Yeah, they've gotten it's got immersive 3D visual effects. The special effects are amazing. Christian Bale plays Moses, and Joel Egerton plays the Egyptian pharaoh Ramses. We've seen this movie before, but anyway, I'm sure that it's a big Hollywood film, right. So it'll probably do all right.
What about Downtown?
Well, I'm also excited about a film that will probably get a fair amount of award notification. It's a film called The Homesman, and it's got a stunning cast. Tommy Lee Jones stars and directs in the film.
Has he directed before?
He has directed before. I don't remember the film, but Hilary Swank is the main character, and this is in the late 1800s, and she's a pioneer lady, and there's two other pioneer ladies that she is trying to take care of because they've just gone a little bit nuts on the frontier, which was something that was fairly usual, just because of the loneliness and the difficulty of the situation. People just went a little mad sometimes, and that was the case with these two. Well, Hilary Swank's character discovers Tommy Lee Jones in a very difficult situation. Someone's trying to kill him, and she saves him
from that.
Yeah,
that's less than optimal.
Yeah, absolutely. With the promise that he will, help her. And he's kind of a horse seat kind of character. So it's really hard for him to stay on the straight and narrow. But they take these two crazy ladies back to Iowa, which has more civilization to it.
It is the journey within the journey.
Absolutely. But Meryl Streep is in this, and Grace
Hilary
Scummer.
Hilary Swank doesn't appear in a lot of movies, but the ones she does typically are really well done.
Yes, and the reviews on this are outstanding. If you haven't seen The Theory of Everything, Birdman, or Interstellar, they're all going to be on the awards roster this year, so go check that out. They're still playing downtown. Skylight is one of the National Theater shows that we're doing that's a direct broadcast from the National Theater in Great Britain. We're doing this with the University Musical Society. It stars Carey Mulligan and Bill Knightley. It's a bitter cold evening in London, and the school teacher played by Carey Mulligan receives an unexpected visitor who is this Bill Knightley character. They knew each other in a former life. Their relationship situations have changed, and they're trying to figure each other out. So go check that one out. A Jon Favreau film starring Will Ferrell, Elf, is the free holiday film for this week. It's on Sunday at 1:30. And then The Kingdom of Dreams and Madness, which is a documentary about Studio Ghibli, where this wonderful Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki worked. And we're going to find out about his film, The Wind Rises, as well as another Japanese animator by Takahata's the Tale of the Princess Kaguya. And it's a really great documentary. It's playing on Wednesday the 17th. It's the last film in the Studio Ghibli series. Go check it out. There's a lot of great stuff to see.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.